Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're closing out this mini-series we've been doing over the last week on serving. As we celebrate the 20-year anniversary for LifePoint, we want to celebrate in a way that reminds us that we are servants. We are a church that serves our community, that rolls up our sleeves and gets engaged in the very real needs and issues around our community, and we want to be present to share and show the love of Jesus in what we do. Today, we're going to focus on James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. James 2, starting in verse 14. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show your faith by actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a nice day, stay warm, eat well, but then don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, I read that in a bit of a different translation than maybe we're used to, because I think we need to feel how jarring these words actually are. We might be more familiar with the phrase that faith without works is dead. And a lot of times, I think this reminds us of a longer in-house debate among followers of Jesus that has gone back for centuries about faith and works and a question of salvation by faith, or is it faith plus works? How does all of this play out? And sometimes we're told that in order to understand James and what he means here, we actually need to look at what Paul says in some of his letters to mesh the two together. And I don't think we need both James and Paul to understand what James is really trying to get across in James chapter 2. After all, James' original audience didn't have Paul's letters, and yet they understood what James was trying to get across to them, that a real, vibrant faith in Jesus will always, without exception, will always demonstrate that it is by faith that it works, that a faith is working, is engaged, that our faith in Jesus absolutely, unequivocally propels us into the community, into the lives of others to serve. This is what James is trying to remind us, that a faith that doesn't work, that doesn't propel us into the community, that doesn't allow us to serve, to do good in our community, he's saying it's not faith at all. It's something entirely different. In fact, we might say that a faith without works, say it this way, that's just an intellectual worldview that we're holding on to. Right? But the way that the whole New Testament talks about faith is that it is a vibrant, life-rearranging relationship that we have with Jesus. We are showing our allegiance to him as our King, our Lord, our God. We are showing our allegiance to him, which is, interestingly enough, the same word in the New Testament for faith, demonstrated by our good works, by doing good with those around us. Now, that doesn't mean we are always in every capacity serving in every way possible. It does not mean that we stop every time we see someone in need and meet that need physically. But it does mean that our faith, through the course of our lives, the regular practice is that we are seeking and actually doing good for those around us. That's what James is trying to get across here. He doesn't want us to settle for this faith that is just personal. It's me and what I think. No, he wants us to know, see, and feel that our faith propels us into the community. Sometimes we say it this way at LifePoint Worthington, that the community around us, more than knowing what the church is against, the community needs to see and feel what the church is for. Right? That is us choosing to do good in our community in the name of Jesus. That's what real faith looks like, doing good in the community in the name of Jesus. Now, there's a ton of different ways that that can play out. In fact, we've been talking about this over the last week at LifePoint and even into the future. Our life groups are regularly encouraged to serve, to roll up their sleeves, to be engaged in local ministries, to be a part of doing good in the community in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have questions about what that might look like for you specifically or for your life group, maybe you're a life group leader trying to figure out where you can best serve, talk to your teaching pastor. Have a conversation with him about what that looks like, what a faith that does good in the name of Jesus looks like for you, for your family, and for your life group. Let's take a moment before we finish up to pray it up. And remember, this is us asking that God would help us to understand his word and help us to apply and go live as if these things are true. Here's a couple prayer points that I can share with you. And you can pray these back right now or even press pause as you're listening to have an extended time of prayer. Here's the first one. Go ahead and ask God to open your eyes to the needs of those around you, just as Jesus saw the crowds with compassion. Pray that your heart is moved to respond with love, that you see others through the lens of Christ's mercy. Ask God to help you live out your faith in practical ways, where you demonstrate, where you are doing good in the name of Jesus. Pray that your faith will not be empty words, but demonstrated through loving action. Seek opportunities to meet the needs of others. Ask that God would reveal those opportunities to you and show you where in your own heart of hearts you may be hesitant to step out with a faith that does good in the name of Jesus. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.